Welcome to episode 194 of the Family Podcast Network. But kids, I want you to listen to me.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you don't have a baby, if you're expecting, or even if you're a brand new mom and dad, or a seasoned veteran parent, there is always something we can do to take our parenting to the next level. The date today is February the 6th, 2013. Our topic for today is going to be the parental temper tantrum. Let me tell you, we've got a heck of a show. We're going to keep it short. We're going to keep it sweet because I don't want to go way too over on this. I really want you guys to sit back and think about this. I want you to spend more time thinking today about how this applies to your life rather than going over the issues that we're going to talk about today. So that's right, we're going to talk a little bit about the parental temper tantrum and how so many parents that have so many problems with their kids throwing little temper tantrums and explosions and whatnot, more often than not, guess where it began. I want to be real clear today. Be very, very definitive on this. This is not about shaming or making you feel bad or pointing things out or saying shame, shame, shame on you. We do it. The issue is that we have a tendency to be more successful in dealing with these things when we can try to figure out where is it coming from? Where are we teaching our kids to do these things? And I think most people will be surprised how often their kids are learning the worst possible issues that they could have from ours truly. Before we do that, guys, let's get into some housekeeping real quick. If you guys want to get notified of new episodes, you want to make sure that you always hear that new episode that you needed from Trey, you need to go to thefamilypodcastnetwork.com and over in the right-hand side bar, enter your name and your email address. We send out three of these a week, which means that there are certain topics that you're going to want to hear pronto and right on the spot. With that said, that doesn't mean that you can always get to it. One of the easiest ways to make sure that you never miss the episode that you're needing, that one episode that if you just would have heard last week, it could have changed everything. You can do that, name, email address, at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. We'll make sure that you get your name entered in, so that way every morning you'll get a little email that'll say, hey, good morning, just want you to know, here's what we're talking about today. Super easy, super free for you guys. Make sure you never miss out on that episode. Guys, if you do, you will also get a free copy of my ebook, The Lost Art of Parenting, The Lost Art of Praise. It's a great book. It's probably my favorite. I wrote it first, very strategically, because it's one of the number one things. If I can get just one thing across to families, it's this very concept right here, and it's the idea of appropriately praising our kids. It's possible, and it helps. It's powerful. Guys, also, like us on Facebook. Share this episode. One of the best things you can do is just chunk this over on your website and say, man, y'all got to check this out. This one was so good. We talked about this today. This was really important and really special to me. Check this out. It's one of the best things that you guys can do is help me make converts over into de-stressing their parenting. Guys, also, you want to check out the blog over at www.thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog. Over there, you will see my wife, Corey, the second piece to this little duo that we've got running on here. There's two sides to it. It's the stuff that I've put together and the stuff Corey puts together. You definitely want to go check it out. Corey's also kind of our frontline lady. Everything that we talk about here goes into practice with my wife every single day, all the time. So she's the lady who's putting this stuff into practice and can tell you, yeah, that works. Yeah, this doesn't necessarily work. So definitely want to go check that out. Guys, you want to support the show. If you're like, man, I love what we're doing here. I love the success that I've had. I've loved that I've de-stressed the parenting in my life. But there's that part of you that says, you know, I want other people to experience that. I want other people to be able to get to that point to where the stress begins to relieve. You know, there's those other people out there that just are desperately looking for people to connect with, that think like them, that are like-minded. You know, that's the thing I get the most of from people in the emails that I get in is, Trey, it's nice to find a place where like-minded people are gathering, where people that think like me are at and we're talking. Doesn't mean we agree on everything, but just those fundamental core values, those things that just at the heart of it all are the most important to us, we share those. And if you want other people to be able to do that, you can do that by becoming a PTECR. That's Parents for Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. 30 cents an episode, guys. If you feel like you're getting three dimes out of every single one of these shows, go to PTECR. You can do it $5 a month. Not a huge amount, guys. $5 a month, you'd be amazed at how far that can go. Or if you want to go at $50 for an entire year, that's about a 13% savings. You can do it either one of those ways. We sure do appreciate you. Thank you guys for doing that. I also want to say a quick thank you to all of my PTAC members already. You guys are amazing. I tell you, I can't begin to express how awesome it is to be able to work with you guys. I am working on a new incentive for the PTAC group. One of the things I'm going to start off, and we've had a couple of requests, probably two or three requests come in now of folks saying, hey, I really want to listen to your back episodes. I can only go back this far. You know, can we get a list of them that we can put on our iPhone so that way we can kind of keep track of everything that's going on and listen to back episodes whenever we want? I think iTunes only carries like the latest 10 episodes. Stitcher pulls off of iTunes. And so, I mean, it's one of those things we need to find a different way. Can we pull those? So I'm probably going to see about hiring somebody within the next two or three weeks to see if I can get them to start downloading those episodes. And start putting those into like some kind of zip file. I don't know. I'm gonna have to look for a delivery way to do that because I do want you to be able to put them on your iTunes account and then sync them and have them on your phone at all times. So anyway, we're looking into that. We'll see if we can get that squared away. If any of you guys out in the audience does that kind of thing and you're like, man, Trey, I'd be willing to help out with that, let me know and we can make it happen sooner and get that put up into the PTAC support page for those of you guys who are PTACers. So anyway, consider that. Guys, let us know if you have any questions, comments, a topic that you specifically want to hear, a question that you personally want answered, or just want to encourage us. Man, Trey, I love what you're doing. Thank you so much for the show. We love that. Guys, you can do that by emailing us, TreyGibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. You guys can also send us an internet voicemail. We've got this site tricked out. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see where it says Ask Trey a Question. Click on that. As long as you've got a microphone, go to your computer, hit record, and you can record your voicemail through that if you don't want to do it on the phone. You can also call us at 661-PARENT-0. Again, that is 661-PARENT-0 if you're out in the middle of traffic, heading home from taking the kids to school, whatever else, and you're like, oh, man, I want to ask Trey about that. Call us at 661-PARENT-0, and you can get that in. Last, guys, you can also contact us on the contact page or on Facebook. We love to hear your stuff. We want to get your stuff. And let me tell you, the kind words that you guys have been shooting us, the emails that you guys have been knocking out to us have just been incredibly thoughtful. Before we get into the show today, I wanted to share one of these one of the emails that came in. It was just some encouragement to me and that I had permission to share. This comes from Karen, a social worker on the East Coast. She said, much of what I do is teach court-ordered parenting classes as well as a private practice that focuses on family and kids. I love your podcast. You often say this stuff in a way that is more down-to-earth and real rather than textbook parenting. I loved your professional parenting versus mommy/daddy podcast. Hit the nail on the head. It is so hard to teach bonding to my clientele. Hey, they see their kids for 1 to 2 hours a week, maybe. For me personally, I can be a butt sometimes. Can't we all? And then I listen to a podcast and go, oh yeah, being a butt, time to start over. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for your straight talk. Well, first off, Karen, thank you so much for those words. I can't even begin to tell you how meaningful that is, because you confirmed something for me in that phrase right there. One of the mission, I mean, the biggest part of mission statement of Family Podcast Network is to take things that are empirically based, that are research-based, that are evidence-based, and try to bring them in such a way that doesn't make you go, you know, that is, it's that desire to bring stuff that we know works, that is good stuff, that is out there, that is available, and bring it in such a way that doesn't make our eyes glaze, that makes us laugh and makes us chuckle, that makes us go, man, I have that same issue as well, that makes us connect with each other in a real way. That's the whole desire of Family Podcast Network, is doing that and bringing it in such a way where we can connect with each other. And yes, Karen, I can agree with you. You mentioned that you've been a butt. I'm actually going to confess to some butt-isms today and later in the show. So, but I agree with you. I think you saying it is one of the most powerful things that you're doing, because whenever we're ready to admit that we're being turds, it puts us in a position where we even can change. If we're ignoring it, if we're fighting it, I don't think change occurs. So I just want to say to you, Karen, I'm proud of you. I think that's a big deal. I think it's amazing thing what you said there. And it's one more of the nail, you know, in what we're building here that just makes me feel resolute in what we're doing, and that we have one of the best audiences out there. And I'm not just saying that to be floofy froofy. So, sure do appreciate you, Karen. Thanks for writing that in. And I've sure appreciated everybody's kind words this week on Facebook, emails, and feedback. You guys have really been enriching what I do fourfold. I mean, we're to the point now where it's four times what it was when I was first doing it. And let me tell you, I was dedicated. I was a dedicated man before I was getting any email coming in because I believe in this so much. But as these kinds of things roll in, it makes it so much easier. So thank you once again for that. All right, guys, let's get into our topic for today, which again is the parental temper tantrum. Today's show is likely going to be a little bit shorter than typical. And the reason for that is I want to make sure that you guys have plenty of time to sit back and think about this one, because this one is vital. It is so vital, and yet it's so overlooked. It's so quick to be one of the things that we don't discuss about. So I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about the parental temper tantrum. So what is a tantrum? A tantrum is a display, by definition, is a display of bad temper. Okay, so what is a temper? It is a disposition to exhibit uncontrolled behavior. So the tantrum is the final visual and auditory experience that we see from a temper. Right, so our disposition to exhibit uncontrolled behavior eventually, capitulates to a head and comes out. It's our bad temper that gets surfaced. It's the display for everybody to see and hear. I want to play you guys a little clip because the reality is that we get so frustrated with our kids whenever they have temper tantrums. We hate temper tantrums. I do. I mean, I loathe them. I hate the flippy, the floppy, the screaming, the wailing, the flipping out, all that other good stuff. I hate that. Oh. It just grates on me. But I want to play for you guys a little clip today. This is from the movie Parenthood. Not the new show that's out, the original that occurred, I think, probably in the 90s, maybe. Early to mid to late 90s. In this particular scene, it's really interesting because you get to watch one of the little kiddos have this kind of meltdown. And very odd, very strange. It made sense when you watched the show, but very fascinating the way they handle it. It makes everybody uncomfortable. And then you're going to move to a second part of this where it's a scene where the dad, who now the retainer has been lost. This is back when retainers cost like $200. And the dad is frustrated. And now he's digging through the garbage trying to find it. And this interaction between him and his wife is so fascinating. Listen real carefully to that part when you get there.
Why'd you go through those corners so fast?
Another kid took Kevin's money.
Shut up!
What kid?
Never mind. Let's go.
It was that kid.
Never mind.
That kid? That kid's not bigger than you. Go back and get your money.
Dad, let me handle it, okay? Kevin, do you want me to help you to get your money back?
No, can we just go? I want to go.
Okay. Okay? And that's a little kid. Justin can beat up that kid.
Shut up, okay? Can you just shut up? What's the matter?
I lost my retainer!
Where?
Honey.
It's okay.
I put my retainer on the table.
Just relax. Kevin, it's okay, honey. It's retainer. You lost your retainer. It's all right, sweetheart.
Kids.
Your folks are driving them home. They'll wait with you at our house.
Well, that's just what Kevin needs. Time alone with my dad.
Yuck.
Let's just go.
Gil, they're $200. If you drop $200 in here, you'd look, right?
Yeah. Let's face it, he's getting worse.
He has his good days and he has his bad days.
Why is he so high-strung? He's like a poodle. Everything's blown out of proportion. Where does he get this obsessive behavior?
I wish I knew.
They're going to put him in special ed.
Gil, what'd you think? That you'd dress up like a cowboy and coach Little League and Kevin would be fine?
No. No, I didn't. Yeah, okay, I do.
Well, honey, you were really kidding yourself.
You know, when your kid is born, it could still be perfect. You haven't made any mistakes yet. And then they grow up to be like me.
You know, within that little clip right there, there's some insight. Maybe a little dramatized. But I think it's very, very insightful what he says. Our kids grow up to be like us. And you know, it's so interesting. The very thing that I have a tendency to get the most frustrated with in my kids is the very thing that I struggle with. You know, I think that we forget that kids are our mirrors. not a fun reality to have to come to grips with sometimes. I'll be honest, kids as our mirrors is one of the number one most downloaded. Literally, it is in the number one spot, most downloaded show out of all of them I've ever done. Kids as our mirrors. And remember on it, one of the reasons I think it got so much notoriety is I pulled that picture of that little kid. Looks like probably a maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 or 6-year-old kid sitting there smoking a cigarette. You know, I always tell this story pretty frequently. I remember a few years ago, right before I really started seriously practicing this stuff that I teach today. You know, it was right there when I was at the cusp. I was beginning to understand it. I was beginning to get this concept of peaceful parenting. But I just wasn't there yet. Not with full out on, you know, hardcore practice in all arenas of my life. And I remember that I came in and I told my son not to do something. And he kept doing it. And I said, son, you're going to stop doing that. And I remember that little boy looked at me and he frowned. And he crossed his little arms. He stuck that little chest out there to finally and then pointed that chin at me like it could shoot bullets. And I remember that he looked at me and everything about his posture said, no. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, heck no. You know, I remember thinking, the butt was coming. And I mean, I tell you, I was just cocking and locking. And I was just ready. Oh, we ain't gonna play this game, little man, you know. And I stopped myself for just a moment and I looked down at my body language. And guess what Trey's body language was? I had my arms crossed. I had my chest puffed out. Chin jutted toward him in defiance. I was about to crucify my son, metaphorically speaking, for doing nothing but modeling me. I mean, ouch. And it was about that time that I devoted myself to change. From that point on, I devoted myself to learn how was it that I was going to teach my kids to be different rather than make them be different. And I embarked on a journey that over the last 6 to 8 months has been one of the most significant experiences in my parental life. And if you understand how much time I have spent studying this, I was studying this before I even had kids. I was studying this when I was just getting married to my wife. I was studying parenting. So before I freak you guys out, in this mentality of kids as our mirrors, it works both directions, guys. Tonight, we were sitting down and we were playing hide-and-go-seek with the kids. And Corey, I like to come home and give Corey a break from kids. And I let her go in the living room and just kind of shack up in there and get a little time without him. And I take everybody. I put the baby in a backpack. Not a literal backpack, but it's like, you know, it's called an Ergo. If you guys have never heard of Ergo, they flippin' rock. But I'll put them in an Ergo, and I'll play hide-and-go-seek with the kids. And we run around for quite a while. And during one of the concepts, you know, we're very big about being thoughtful And we teach thoughtfulness and kindness to our kids by doing what? Being thoughtful and kind. And we do that to our kids, and it was so neat. We were in the middle of a game. We were high energy and giggling and having fun. And my little daughter, Cora, my two-year-old, stopped. And she left, and I couldn't figure out what she had done. What she had done was she walked back into the kitchen. She grabbed a cup for her mama. Nope, no prompting whatsoever. Corey didn't ask for anything. And she filled it up with ice and water. And she brought it in there, and she goes, here you go, mom. She calls Corey my mom. Instead of, we have a meemaw, and so I think meemaw and mom get kind of confused, and it turns her into mom. But she handed that water. My wife said one of the funniest things ever. She goes, Trey, I didn't care if there was a piece of poop floating in that water. That was going to be the most awesome water I've ever been brought, ever. But do you see what happened there? Our kids reflect back to us what they see done. So are you reflecting for your kid what you want to be reflecting? So let's talk real quick. Where do tantrums come from? Fundamentally, I think most tantrums come from this right here. The inability to express emotions, at least not effectively. Tantrums are expressing emotion, but unfortunately, it's not the emotion that we want coming out the way we want it to come out. Which is a problem. So the most fundamental part of tantrums and understanding them is understanding that it comes out of the inability of not inability, it's the lack of file to access on what to do different. When a kid is upset or angry or frustrated or disappointed in what's happening, logic will dictate, well, you go talk to him, you try working something out, you negotiate, you compromise, you see what you got to do, right? But a tantrum is saying, I have no idea how to treat this any better. Next. Where do tantrums come from? Temperament. I mean, let's be honest. There are certain people out there that just handle stress, emotions, criticism better. There are just some people that are laid back. My daughter, Anna, 4, is just super laid back. Cora, my daughter, 2, is super laid back. They are so easygoing. You can tell them to stop doing something, and they just do it. They don't fuss about it. They don't get upset, but my son is much more like my personality. When I tell him something like this, the way he handles it is different. We get more temper tantrums from my son, even at 4 years old, compared to even the 2 year old. But one of the reasons is that we've acknowledged that it's a piece of his personality. It is a part of who he is. It is a part of the one of the most annoying things that we have to deal with him. It's also the author of some of the most sweet things that we see him do. It's just that emotional side of him that serves him so well. So a lot of times it's just temperament. Some kids are just more disposed to temper tantrums. Next off is environment. Stress, close quarters, yelling at the house. Environment that your kid in is can absolutely create a lot of the problems that we're bumping into. When kids are stressed out, they're just like us. They're not sleeping as well. They're irritated. They're edgy. And so environment is a major piece of it as well. And then last, no or poor modeling. Remember, we teach our kids. So in a lot of cases, there's no modeling. They haven't ever been showed what to do. They've been showed how to blow up or to lose their temper or to stuff it in or never talk about their problems, but they've never been taught how to get this stuff out effectively. Very, very fascinating. You know, a lot of this topic was actually birthed today. One of my favorite places to listen and read on is on Facebook. It's called The Libertarian Homeschooler. They put a comment out today that I thought was incredibly insightful. Very, very good. I mean, it was one of those instant share it. But they wrote this. They said, a child will not respect an out-of-control adult. You lose your temper, you lose. You won't get the desired effect. You need to walk away, cool down, try again later. You see, I think that is brilliant. It's the general who goes nuts on the middle of the battlefield. How much respect does he garnish from his troops? Very little. Because you see, troops don't do well with that. Troops need to feel like there is strong leadership, that there's somebody who is always keeping themselves forward looking, that understands what's going on, that can handle it. But what happens when we lose it? What happens when we throw our adult temper tantrums? We communicate to our kids that we do not have it together. And this breeds uncertainty. Uncertainty in you. Whether or not you can handle this. And I'm telling you, it creates a physical anxiety with kids. Kids need to know that everything's in control. Even if you're like me, as like maybe a Bible believing Christian, and like for you, you know, control is an illusion. In my mindset, control is an illusion. Everything is subject to the power, the deity that I serve. Maybe you don't even believe in that. It's okay. But the mentality is that kids want to know that we have it all together. We got it squared away. That we're solid in what we believe. But you see, when we don't, when we lose our cool, when we blow up like this at our kids, it causes our kids to be uncertain in what you can and cannot do. Look at that person. They can't even handle their emotions. Why am I supposed to listen to this? So let's talk about what we do, and we'll wrap it up on these. What do we do if we feel the temper tantrum coming on? Number one, walk off. If you need to, be polite, be respectful, excuse yourself from the relationship, but walk off. These temper tantrums do you no good, and it sure as heck doesn't do your kid any good. Walk off when you're getting upset. Next off is cool off. Sometimes you may need some time to go and unwind, think it out, to process it, or just forget about it for a minute. I'm okay with that, but go and cool off. Don't try to readdress this stuff when you're still hot, when you're still angry. Or as one of my good friends says, if you're still a hot mess, don't do it. Don't mess with it. Number three, what do we do about temper tantrums in adults? Spouses, get each other's backs. One of the things that I do is I come home and I grab those kids, I front pack with the littlest one, and I get them out of there so that way Corey can have some one-on-one time by herself. To surf the internet, to work on clothes, whatever she wants to do, I set it up so that time is completely hers. Wednesdays, like tomorrow, right now, today, is going to be Wednesday. I'm going to come home, I'm going to take the kids to church, and I'm going to leave Corey at home by herself. Spouses take care of each other. Watch and know each other. Be ready to tag team when it's necessary. And back each other up. Number four, learn to laugh it off. A while back, several years ago, I was bathing my kids in the bathtub, and they got to where they were, and they were all three in the bathtub, and they started splashing, and the splashing was getting really high. And I looked at Anna, and I said, Anna, you need to stop, please. And she looked at me, and she goes, nope. And she splashed some more. Mind you, she's probably about three at this time. And I said, Anna, I need you to stop right now. And she goes, nope. She kept splashing. And finally I said, Anna, what did we say about being respectful? And that little girl looked at me right in the eyes and stood up, butt naked in the middle of that bathtub, and saluted me. Let me tell you, I was hot for a split second there. I mean, I was ready just to peel away my skin. You know what I'm saying? But I decided not to be a butt. I calmed myself down. And then I stopped and saw my little girl, my 3-year-old, 4-year-old little girl, sitting there with a full crisp salute, butt naked in a tub. And I lost it. Learn to laugh it off, guys. Because some of this stuff is not what you think. It's not defiance. And last, number five, we're going to wrap it up on this. Remember this. Your kids are watching you to learn everything they're going to do in life. When it comes to tantrums and your emotions, are you doing what you want them to pick up on? Well, guys, that's all that we have for this episode of the Family Podcast Network. I'm New York, Kentucky, and even Louisville Horn. Guys, take care. Stick it behind the smoke. Think about this. Chew on. Know what you believe. Where do you have your temper tantrums at? Practice this hard thing. I hope you guys have a great day. If nothing else, Jeff and I will see you for the Real Family Guys Podcast.